Hello, Church. Welcome back to our daily encouragement sessions this Sunday. And we'll be speaking about Matthew chapter 13 today. So what's inside Matthew chapter 13? In Matthew, there are five big blocks of Jesus' teaching. And Matthew 13 marks the start of the third of these blocks. It's often called the parabolic discourse because it contains a lot of Jesus' parables. Some of them, firstly, is the famous parable of the sower. You get the parable of the mustard seed, the leaven, the hidden treasure, the pearl of great value, and also the wheat and the weeds, which is what we'll be looking at a bit later. Matthew, Mark, and Luke collectively contain about 53 parables, so it's quite significant. You should ask yourself the question, why did Jesus speak in these parables? Why not just speak plainly, communicate simply? Why did he use these elaborate stories? And that's actually a 2,000-year-old question. His disciples asks that very thing in Matthew 13, verse 10. So the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, who doesn't like a good story? It's memorable. You can remember many of the parables. There's a lot of emotions and experiences captured in the pictures that are painted with the parables. And, you know, you can teach a spiritual principle by saying something like, the kingdom of God is of very great value, much more than money. You know, trust me, this is true. Or you can use a story to illustrate the concept. You can tell a story of a rich merchant that travels across the world in search of pearls of great value. And amongst these adventures, he comes across this pearl of ultimate value, and he goes and sells everything that he has just to take hold of that pearl, to illustrate how the kingdom is of ultimate value. And if you look at what the word parable means, it's a Greek term that means to lay something alongside. So Jesus puts a story alongside a spiritual truth for various reasons. When answering why Jesus spoke in parables, Jesus gives an answer himself in verse 11. And if you read this, you'll probably get stuck a bit. It's not so clear at first glance, and there's a few interpretations on it, but I'll dive into it briefly. This is repeated in Mark and Luke as well. And I like to see the parables as a sort of a hard heart detector. You know, your heart can become hard through pride or maybe religious or intellectual or philosophical idolatry. Or maybe you in that time saw the crowds gathered around Jesus, and it included the poor and the sick and the downtrodden and the rabble, really. And you think, yeah, I'm not really part of that crowd. Or maybe you don't want to let go of your sin. Whatever the case, the parables will not interest you. Just like when you go through a metal detector at an airport, you need to take out the metal before you can pass through. You need to have a soft heart, lay down your hard heart before you can pass through the parables. They will not interest you. You'll write them off as simplistic, nonsense, useless. Hearing you will not hear, and seeing you will not see. Jesus will be this esoteric storyteller. So the key to unlocking the parables and receiving the revelation of Christ is then a soft heart, humility. So let's quickly look at the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Read with me in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servants said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Okay, so in verse 36, Jesus goes on to explain the key characters and the key elements of this parable to make sense of it. And the sower in the story is Jesus himself, the Son of Man. He sows seed into the field, which represents the world, and the seed grows into grain, which represent the sons of the kingdom. This enemy sower then comes and sows seed. The enemy is the devil, is Satan, the evil one. And his seed sprouts up weeds that represent sons of the evil one, all lawbreakers and all causes of sin. The servants in the story can be seen as Jesus' followers, and they're told not to try and take the wheat from among the weeds, but leave it to the reapers, the angels, who will come and bring in the harvest, which represents the close of the age or the judgment. So those are the basic elements and characters. So two quick tips for reading the parables. Firstly, try to look for the main point in the parables. There's a lot of side things you can look at and read into, but focus on the main thing. And secondly, don't press the analogy too far. The analogy, the comparison, is mostly only good for the main point. If you press it too far, it starts to break down. So what is the main point of this parable? So there's interesting side issues you can look at. I mean, the Greek word for weeds used there, and I looked at this, refers to a specific type of ryegrass that's very similar to wheat and can easily be confused to wheat. So the weeds look like the wheat. And perhaps a dimension that this parable points to is that Christians, the servants, are poor judges of one another's or people's eternal lot, eternal destination. And that should be left up to the reapers, up to God. The servants would not be able to distinguish between the wheat and the weeds. Their work is to help grow the harvest, is to sow the seed and grow the sons of the kingdom. But our encouragement today would come from the main point of the parable, as I see it. So the parable says that there will be a time at the end of the age where the wheat and the weeds will be separated, where evil will be taken out of God's kingdom. Evil will be punished and what is wrong will be righted. Verse 41 mentions all causes of sin and all lawbreakers will be removed from the kingdom. And although part of our mission now is to combat this evil in ourselves and also in the world around us, something inside you must long for that day, a day where that evil is taken away, where there's no more racism, where there's no more sickness, where there's no more rape, no more murder, all those things. And what a glorious day that'll be. It's something that we long for. But something inside you must also say, hold up, I should be counted amongst the lawbreakers. I should be counted amongst the weeds. I fall short of God's holy standard. But be encouraged that if you are willing to repent of your sins and put your faith in Christ, trust in Christ, throw yourself at his feet and follow him, then on that day, as the scripture says, as the parable tells, you will be declared amongst the righteous, and the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that you've given us a way to you through your Son. We thank you that you are just, Lord, that you will punish evil and take evil out of this world. But we also thank you that you are merciful, God, that you have made a way for us to escape judgment, for our relationship to be restored with you, that we can be friends and not enemies. We thank you for that. We thank you for the privilege of taking that message into the world out there. Amen. Amen.